Genetically engineered salmon are safe to eat and ready to be sold. That's according to the Federal Drug Administration. The company Aqua Advantage has genetically modified Atlantic salmon so they will grow faster than salmon in the wild. This is the first time a genetically modified farm animal will hit the market. EarthFix reporter Cassandra Profita says the Food and Drug Administration studied the fish for 20 years to make sure they're safe to eat and to make sure the GMO salmon cannot get out into the wild.
So they're grown in tanks that are on land. So right now, a lot of salmon farming is done in the water. And this would be on land and separate from water bodies where the fish would be able to just kind of swim out and escape. So that's one protective measure that they're making. They're going to cover the tanks with nets. And they're putting all these different measures in place to make sure that these genetically engineered salmon don't get out into where we have native fish that they might interbreed with or actually sort of push out of their environment.
But it also matters what they eat and what we put in them and their water. Are there antibiotics? Like, what do we need to know about how these fish are going to live before we eat them?
Well, you know, they are farmed pretty much the way that we farm other types of farmed salmon. And so from that respect, any concerns you have about farm salmon overall and what kind of antibiotics do they need to stay healthy, those kinds of things, you know, they still apply here. They just might not need as many of them because they get to market size faster.
Okay, same as farmed, covered in a tank. What is controversial about these genetically modified salmon?
Well, we've never had them on the market before. And so people don't know necessarily, you know, how they feel about eating a genetically modified fish. I think that's a big part of what's controversial. But the other issues are environmental, is what happens if these genetically modified species get out into the wild? Do we know the full repercussions? The company is designing these fish so that they're only female, they're not fertile, they're not supposed to be able to interbreed with other species. But environmental groups are not convinced that that's just totally out of the realm of possibility. They don't want to find out what happens if one of these fish gets out into the environment and starts messing with the natural world.
So there are more fish. Will feeding all these extra fish, these faster-growing fish, take away from the food source of salmon? Will that affect the ecosystem?
So that's an interesting question because that's one of the main arguments against farmed salmon overall. And one of the things that I know the company would argue, the company that developed this fish, is saying this is actually less environmentally impactful because this fish grows faster. It gets to that market size faster. It requires less inputs than your traditional farmed salmon. So what they're arguing is that, yes, we take fish out of the natural environment and we feed them to these farmed fish. But these farmed fish, these genetically engineered fish, they're going to require less of that. And so it has less environmental impact than the farm fish we're already eating.
Well, what about the effects on wild fish and the people who fish wild and want to sell those?
Right. So fishermen and fishing groups in the Pacific Northwest are very concerned that consumers aren't going to know necessarily when they go to the grocery store that the fish that they're buying are these genetically engineered fish. These are not the salmon that we're growing in hatcheries or catching in the wild in the Northwest here. And the company that's developing the genetically engineered salmon is not required to have special labels on them saying these are genetically engineered Atlantic salmon. So a consumer may go to the store and pick up a salmon and think, oh, it's an Atlantic salmon. They know it may be a farmed salmon in that case then, but they won't necessarily know that it's genetically engineered unless companies volunteer to put that label on the fish.
Well, if you're telling me there are all these protections and the FDA has said it's okay, why does it matter whether these genetically modified fish are labeled that way?
Right. The FDA can't tell the difference between these fish and an Atlantic farmed salmon. And that's why they're not requiring a special label for consumers. There are all kinds of reasons why people care whether they're eating a genetically modified food. And I think a lot of those stem from just personal health considerations. You want to know what you're putting in your body. And I think a lot of people still are suspicious of genetically engineered foods, but they're also concerned about the environmental impacts of making them. You know, what has gone into this production process? With farmed foods, a lot of times, genetically engineered plants are engineered so that you can put more chemicals on the plants and not have it affect the end product. And so some people don't want to be engaged in eating those types of foods.
What are the big fish sellers saying about whether they will sell GMO salmon?
There are some stores that have said they won't sell these fish. There is also a movement among opponents of these fish to really put pressure on stores not to sell them. And so we'll be seeing in the future, you know, they haven't even started producing these fish for human consumption and, you know, in a mass market, but we'll see who ends up even agreeing to sell them.
So finally, what are the odds we're going to see these GMO salmon in the Pacific Northwest?
Well, I would say there's a fair chance that we could see them in the stores, that we could have a chance to buy them. I haven't heard of anyone who actually wants to grow them here, but it may be that as people start growing them and seeing that they can produce maybe a cheaper option for salmon, that someone out here decides they want to grow them in the Northwest.
That's Cassandra Profita, environmental reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting and EarthFix. Now, so far, there are only two facilities approved to produce these genetically modified salmon, one in Canada on Prince Edward Island and one in Panama.